Now entering Nerdist.com.
And now, coming to you from Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America, it's the nation's favorite new time podcast in the style of old-time radio, The Thrilling Adventure Hour. Recorded live at Largo at the Coronet in Hollywood, California, America. Tonight's episode, Sparks, Nevada, Marshall on Mars, Companeros, starring Mark Evan Jackson as Sparks, Nevada, and Andy Daly as Mercury, his faithful rocket steed. Featuring Craig Kakowski as the local yokel Felton, James Urbaniak as his cow, Colin Hanks, John DiMaggio, and Craig Kakowski as Los Bandidos Mutantes, Busy Phillips as the Red Plains Rider, and Mark Gagliardi as Croach the Tracker. Narration by Hal Lublin. Music by Andy Paley and the Andy Paley Orchestra. Sparks Nevada's theme is by Eben Schletter.
Kids, shine your Astro spurs and don your robot fists. 'Cause it's time for our first thrilling feature, Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars. Justice rides a rocket steed across the crimson plains of the fourth planet, where one man brings fear to robots and aliens and hope to humans who make this frontier planet their home. He is Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars.
I'm from Earth.
With his rocket steed below him.
I also am from Earth. I'm a horse with rocket parts.
Sparks Nevada rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
When there's varmints need a kitchen and youngins need a saving, Don his rocket steed he races across the stars. For he's sworn by the birds of his astro spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. Yes, he rides the outlaw wrongs on Mars. The hyper cattle's and the margin savage drum are as beautiful as comet buds and jars. Oh, he's from Earth, but he rides the outlaw wrongs on Mars. Yes, he rides the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
On the plains of the red planet, he upholds the law. He does it with a pair of robot fists.
Pow!
Evil extermination he has fixed. For those robot robes, they hardly ever miss.
And I reckon he'll be riding in the name of truth and justice for as long as he can count the shooting stars. For he swore by the birds of his astro spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. Yes, he rides the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
And I'm from Earth.
When last we left our hero, he was nursing the sting of his faithful Martian companion and his best girl running off together. His horse Mercury, given ability to speak by unknowable alien technology, helped our hero cope by providing the unwavering friendship unique to horse and cowboy. Now, we join our hero and his stalwart steed in a dire showdown with an evil alien.
Finally, I, Kring the Cruel, Space Overlords, have the advantage of a Sparks Nevada, the Marshal on Mars. It's die, O'Clock, Marshal. Any last words?
I'm from Earth.
Well, of course, I see that they bury you there.
They know too.
Then why bring it up at all?
Hey, look at me! I'm a talking horse!
Great Ganymede! That horse just talked!
Yeah, and I'm still doing it.
What a compelling distraction. What in the world? You shoved me while I was distracted. And now for me, it is die, oh Clark. Quite a reversal. Have me buried on planet Fum Fum X of the SK system.
Yeah, I don't know where that is.
Look it up, please.
It's a busy month. Is that Fum Fum F or Fum Fum PH?
It's not spelled out in human letters.
Then there is just zero chance of me finding it.
Tell my wife I love...
Tell her what? Well, we'll never know.
We did it! Another adventure had by Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars, and his faithful equine companion!
Yep, all right. Yeah, you just go ahead and keep talking. I'll just mount you here. Let me get up astride you. Which, now that you can talk, is totally weird.
Boy, 3 great months of adventuring we've had, wouldn't you say, pal?
Keep your eye on the road, buddy.
Well, I have to tell you, it's so liberating to finally be able to talk about our adventures. I mean, I've had so many opinions about so much that we've done. And now, thanks to unknowable alien technology, we can finally discuss them.
Yeah, which we do all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, do you remember that time we lassoed that flood?
Yeah,
I do. Yeah. Yeah, well, you rode me, and then you lassoed it.
No, I was there,
right.
So.
Yeah. I mean, at the time, I was like, well, this is crazy. I'm riding next to a flood, and then here goes Sparks, and he's lassoing it. So unique.
Unique. It doesn't need a modifier. So just unique.
It was extremely unique.
Oh! Here again. Doesn't need it.
I tell you, memory lane.
It's an absolute.
It was absolutely unique.
Don't do that.
Isn't memory lane such a sweet avenue down which to take an unhurried trot?
Yeah, I reckon that's enough adventuring for today. Just take us to town, boy.
Sure!
Hiya.
Hey! You know how you tell a robot or an alien or an outlaw how you're from Earth before you outgun them?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm from Earth. You know how you do that?
I reckon, yeah.
Okay, well, I was thinking, how about after you say, I'm from Earth, but before you outgun the bad guy, how about if I say, and I'm a horse? Well, that would be great, right?
Let me give that some thought.
Sure, of course. Hey, I don't want to rush into something like that. Hey, when we get back to town, you want to stand outside the saloon and watch me talk to drunk people as they come out? It's good. They just get so surprised sometimes, you know. They get all goggle-eyed, then they stare at their bottles, and then they throw them away. Well, it's funny.
Yeah, hey, I'm just making conversation, but you know the radiation cloud that's responsible for giving all animals the ability to talk?
I think I do, buddy.
Sure, yeah. Is that, you reckon that's dissipating? Anytime soon? Like, you think is it getting harder for you to sustain the power of speech, like even a little, maybe soon?
Not even a little bit. You're in luck. I'm as able to talk as ever.
That is so super lucky.
Yeah!
Marshall! Marshall! Help!
Oh, howdy, Felton.
Howdy, Marshall. Mercury?
Felton?
You both know my horse, Cupid?
Hello, Marshall. Mercury?
Cupid?
Cupid.
Now, Marshall, help! I was making supper for me and my boy, and I heard a hollering from my ranch.
And I was galloping in the field, taking in the day, and this truly lovely weather, which we've been blessed with. But that's Mars at this time of year. Truly lovely.
Anyway.
As I As I say, I heard a hollering.
Oh, a noisome din arose from the field, wherein this man's hypercattle are kept. You're familiar, are you not, with the planetoids, gargantuan hypercattle?
Yeah, so the hypercows were hollering?
Sure, on account of we animals. Well, we can talk.
You don't say.
I do say, no, because I can talk. And I'm a horse.
Well, long story short, one of my hopper cows got herself rustled. Help!
You get a look at these rustlers, Felton?
No, help!
I, however, witnessed the misdeed as it transpired and received rather an eyeful. Mm. Three gentlemen, and I use the term archly, each of these so-called gentlemen, tall in stature, prominently mustachioed, adorned with bandoliers, and topped with sombreros. They look to my admittedly untrained eye like to be mutants.
Yeah. Sounds like Los Banditos Mutantes are back.
Well, that sounds like a job for the marshal and his horse.
Can't see any way around it. Anyway, thanks for the heads up, Felton. Cupid.
Of course, Marshal.
Good day, Marshal. Mercury.
Cupid.
Meanwhile, on the red plains of Mars, Los Banditos Mutantes rustle some hypercattle.
Mis amigos, we have successfully rustled this hypercattle this day.
Yes!
It would be a feather in the cap of Los Banditos Mutantes if we were not unable to wear caps due to the feathers already protruding from our scalps.
Bueno.
Yes.
But this wrestling, this is only a tier in a multi-step plan I have for us in regards to trafficking livestock.
Tell us more.
Elaborate.
I will. We shall sell this hyper cow, and that money will be pure profit, as it is stealing it. This cost to us was negligible.
Only the cost of the humongous rope.
Yes, 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 yes. Or as I say in Space Spaniel, si.
Si.
You see, this wrestling that we have done today is the cornerstone of a large investment scheme. We shall invest the profit from selling this stolen hypercow into partial ownership of a supra cow, thus effectively cow flipping.
Yes, that is terrible.
Yes, yes. But first, in order to sell him, we must make our ownership of this hyper cow unassailable. So, I have created a branding iron that shall rebrand it with a brand of our own, which incorporates the old brand within it.
Sklor, you have thought of everything.
I have. See. Here is my branding iron. What do you think? Be honest.
I don't dislike it.
Is that Comic Sans? It looks like Comic
Sans. No, what, the font? No.
It is Comic Sans.
No, it is not.
I do dislike it now.
It is my creation. It took 3 weeks. Okay, yes, it's a little bit the Comic Sans, yes.
Maybe if you put serifs on it.
Okay, no.
No way you're branding me, Banditos. No.
It's okay.
Talking cow.
It's okay.
Oh my God! It's a talking cow.
I can't believe it.
He said exactly what I said.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy. Yes,
we don't need no stinking serifs anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Shush. All right.
You got a talking cow, but now you got a yelling one. Help, Marshal!
Oh, no! Shush! Quiet! Do not. No, especially do not call for the marshal. No,
Marshal.
too late. I'm already here.
And he's...
Oh, come on.
...from Earth. And I'm a horse.
Yeah, why don't you let me handle this one, Mercury?
All right.
Marshall, I'm a witness and a victim. I overheard their whole plan. I'm prepared to testify in court or swear out a statement right now in case the courthouse has stairs. Cows can't climb stairs.
Well, horses can.
We'll move for horses, but cows can't. No,
I heard that cows do have the ability to descend stairs, but do not like they do. What?
Yeah, well,
I have heard that too.
No, it amounts to the same thing, don't it?
Anyway,
up down doesn't matter.
All right.
Okay, you are like Mool. All right, Mool says that he is allergic to cilantro, but in truth, he does not like the taste of it.
Yes. It tastes like soap.
All right.
I agree.
All right.
I agree.
Look, everyone who isn't a marshal, be quiet. You can tell which one of us is a marshal because he's wearing a marshal badge and a couple laser pistols he's got pointed at you mutantes. Get out of here, cow. Go on home.
Okay, then. Thanks. No.
All right, the rest of you, put your hands up.
Sparks Nevada, look out!
Crouch?
Oh, great! This guy!
Macropa, your equine has the power of speech.
Yeah, animals can talk. Anyway, what are you doing here, Crouch? Are you, you alone?
With several of my oral senses, I heard a cry for help.
Yeah, that was the cow I saved, you heard. Animals can talk. You must have seen that I got this. Why'd you shoot the mutantes?
You and your limited senses. Did you not see the secondary set of arms possessed by these beings?
You guys. You got secondary arms? Do you? Do you have secondary arms?
Not anymore. This Martian shot them off.
This Martian shot them off. And just because, why? Just because we're going to use them to get the drop on the Marshal and shoot him to death?
Correct.
Probably, yeah.
Well, you shot them off, and they shall not grow back for 4 days.
Anyway, reckon I'm under onus to you for helping me out.
Oh, come on. Don't start with this onus stuff again.
No, onus. I mean, that's serious business for you, Martians. So, if you ain't still riding with anybody, like, say, the Red Plains rider who you done rode off with that one time, arguably breaking hearts. Not my heart. My heart was not broken, but someone's heart at some point may have been. But if you ain't riding with her no more...
Are you?
Are you still riding with her? With Red? Riding with Red? Speaking of which...
The Red Plains Rider!
You did it, Blue One. You beat me.
Blue One?
I told you, Red One. I possess knowledge of shortcuts.
Oh.
Red One? I just threw up in my mouth. And outside of my mouth. Like a lot. Like it's all over, like don't nobody step in it.
They had to call you the shortcutter instead of the tracker, Blue One.
All right, enough. Howdy, Red.
Nevada. Looks like you got this in hand. It look in hand to you, Blue One?
It does, Red One.
Yep, all wrapped up. Thanks for stopping by. We actually had it all in hand here. Hand and hoof, respectively.
You both know my horse.
I'm Mercury. I'm a horse. And Sparks is best pal. Right, Sparks?
Really? Best pal?
Yep, a cowboy and his horse, you know. Traditionally, the best of pals.
Did it suddenly get full of social tension in here, or was it just me?
Yes.
Oh,
awkward.
Yes, okay. You know what? Let's inch towards our ship, amigos mutantes. Come on.
Yes.
Mercury and I have been adventuring around. Mercury and I are really happy together. Oh, we recently stopped Kring the Cruel. You know that one overlord? You know him?
Sure, yeah. Oh, good job. You menace that guy.
Yeah, totally. Totally good job. Totally menace. How are you guys doing? None of my business. Not good, though, probably, or... I mean, you know, what are you up to?
Oh, you know, what? Just this and that. Right. Doing some, adventuring.
Yeah.
Riding around Mars.
Sure.
Which we designate Galut Prakt Ar.
Oh, yeah. No, we designated that.
Well, why did you not just designate it that, then?
To spare Nevada from hearing me designate it that.
Well, he is able to discern that we would both designate it that.
Yeah, but we ain't the only ones with feelings.
Ah, right. Emotions. I am new to emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Red One, this is why you designate our time at the waterfall as this and that?
Waterfall.
Exactly. He doesn't need to know about our near nonstop cavorting.
Ew, no, I do not. Gross.
Nope. He doesn't even care about it.
Nope.
Are you okay? Almost to the ship.
The banditos are getting away.
Yeah, I should probably attend to the... Or unless you guys want to. I don't...
I could, if you're, but, you know, you go ahead.
I mean, if, are you sure? Because
if you're sure,
I'm
totally.
I'm the marshal.
Bob it off! We shall return, Marshal Nevada, in greater than 4 days. That's 4 days.
You guys, they got away!
Yeah. Good one, Mercury. Crouch Red, do not blame yourselves.
We do not.
Well, it was your fault, so...
Oh, our fault?
Yeah.
Oh, you know it was.
No. Hang on. Look, we're gonna run into each other once in a while, what with all of us riding around the planet, righting the outlaw wrongs on Mars. We gotta figure out a way to make it so nobody gets distracted or blamed or, weird.
All right. Maybe we draw a line across the planet. You what? Two stay on the volcano side, and I'll stay on the town side.
With me? Your buddy?
Yeah. Look, I thought maybe I was ready to see you both, but I guess I wasn't.
Yep. Me and Sparks are the best buddies in the whole universe, probably.
I didn't expect to feel this way.
Oh, Nevada, come on. You ain't being fair.
Super best pals.
I did not expect to miss you as much as I do.
I ain't apologizing again, Nevada. I made my choice.
Yeah, no, I was talking to Crouch.
What?
I was talking to...
Your kid!
You were?
Crouch, I didn't know it, but... looking back... with this time away, it turns out, turns out you are... well, you're my best.
Your best what, Sparks Nevada?
That you are my best. My best. Like,
oh! Hey, you guys! Sparks! Guys! Can you feel it? That radiation is finally dissipating. Guys, I'm losing my ability to talk here.
Yeah, well, we knew that was coming, so...
Yeah, well, so...
Anyway, Crouch,
I guess my point is that if you have anything that you would like to say to me, now would be the time, because...
Your equine is mistaken. The radiation is not dispersing.
No, it is. It really is.
I detect it with two of my visual senses.
Okay, well, there's stuff you can't see, Crouch the Tracker.
That is erroneous.
Crouch. Shh. Just let him.
Goodbye, Sparks Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a pleasure riding with you, or by you. With you riding on me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it ain't goodbye exactly. I mean, it'll be the same, only without you talking. So... Win-win.
Yeah, well, before I go, do you want to maybe sing our song?
Oh, shush. No, don't.
Okay. Y'all got a song that you sing?
Well, there's magic in songs, Sparks. Maybe us singing will have enough magic in it that I'll be able to still talk despite all this radiation dissipating.
Which it is not doing.
What do you say? Huh?
No, I'm good. pardon. I'm good. I'm good. Thank you.
No, you should sing. You guys, cowboy and his horse.
Horse and his cowboy. Running out of time here, so come on. Oh, boy, here we go.
I pass.
Stop. Well, this is it, then.
It's it.
I mean, the end of talking. For good.
For great.
I mean, unless we sing, you know. No? Okay. All right. Well, then that's... Well, that's the end of it, then, forever, I guess. Huh? Okay, well, then that'll do it. Goodbye.
Bye. You're still going to be here.
What? One last burst, okay? It could be about the length and quality of a song. You know what I mean? You sure? I mean, really? One? Okay.
No.
Well, fine, then. Well, bye.
We best be getting on. You are... a complicated fella, Nevada.
I ain't.
See? Even you don't get you. I'll see you back at the waterfall, blue one.
What's with this water?
For further cavorting?
Oh, you better believe it.
Gross.
I accept.
See you around, Nevada.
I do not enjoy this misdesignation, blue one.
I reckon you wouldn't. Yeah.
Your equine is faking.
Yeah, let him.
Hiya!
Winnie!
Is this the end of Sparks Nevada and his faithful equine companion? Conversationally, yes. But with whom shall Sparks Nevada have adventures? The answer may surprise you. Find out in next month's thrilling adventure, The Return of Croach the Tracker.
This has been the Thrilling Adventure Hour podcast. If you like what you've heard, please leave a comment on iTunes. The Thrilling Adventure Hour is written by Ben Acker and Ben Blacker and directed by Aaron Ginsberg. Special thanks to Joel Spence, Barry Duryea, Jesse Honig, and me, Brian Stack. For show dates, photos, and more information, visit thrillingadventurehour.com. From the oral tradition to the oral tradition, one of the many fine distinctions available from the Thrilling Adventure Hour.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.